The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
A study by the National Transport Authority has recommended a light rail corridor in Galway, dubbed the Glouis. With me is the general election candidate for Galway West and Green Party Senator Pauline O'Reilly. Pauline, I assume that given both your candidacy in the upcoming election and your membership of the Green Party, this report is pushing on an open door from your perspective.
Well, not only is it pushing on an open door, but I actually put this feasibility study into the programme for government. So I am relieved to see it come out. And, you know, many people in Galway, Anton, think that the traffic problems are, you know, they're there to stay. Public transport will never solve it. There's no way light rail would work. I mean, I hear all of these things. And what the NTA, using Atkins Realis, has shown is that it is more than feasible to do light rail in Galway. So absolutely thrilled to see this. And it is, you know, it's being talked about everywhere now in Galway. So it's fantastic.
Were it to be done, what's the indicative route?
So they're careful to say it's a corridor. But the indicative, I suppose, route or corridor is along Knocknacarra, through the Western Distributor Road type of area, like the north of Knocknacarra, by the hospital, going by the university, by Atlantic Technological University as well, and coming out at Roscam or Oran Mór, and having park and ride at either end at Knocknacarra and at the Roscam Oran Mór side. And, you know, I guess they've also looked at other parts of the route, but that's the essential bit where they would see the most passengers and the most viable at this point.
I presume in the feasibility study, they've looked at the impact that it would have. And if I think back to when Lewis was proposed for Dublin, there was a lot of concern that Lewis might cannibalise bus trips and therefore not actually improve the public transport, but just move people from one to the other, something that I think was proven not to be the case. What's the objective in relation to the feasibility for this light rail? Is it to get people out of cars? Is it to alleviate traffic or both?
Yeah, I mean, the interesting thing with this one is that what it's saying is that actually, if you put in all of the other things, Bus Connect, which has just received planning now, and that's a couple of weeks ago, if you put in all of those things, actually, you would see passenger numbers increase on light rail in Galway, because it actually creates that connectivity so you can get to it and continue your journey. So at the moment, if you put in this particular corridor, it would be about 10% of people would use it. But actually, that shoots up to about 18% if you have the bus network, which is going ahead, and we know it's going ahead. So actually, overall, you'll see a massive reduction in traffic. And obviously, you know, from our point of view, it's also really healthy, and it is good for the environment. And the kind of system being looked at here is, it's kind of looking at two. One is the conventional kind of light rail that you'd see in Dublin, and another is what's called very light rail, which is being pioneered in the UK. So they've looked at both and seen that both would be actually viable and certainly feasible. So it's really good news. And as I say, those park and rides at either end mean that it can be used by people in the county, because, you know, the majority of people are not trying to get around Galway. Actually, only 3% of people are trying to get around Galway. Most people and most of the traffic in Galway is people going about their business in Galway itself. And so it answers a lot of the issues for us, because if you move people and from their cars into public transport, what you do is, yes, there are car journeys, but there's fewer people in front of you in the queue. So those of us who need to get in the car can do it, knowing that the majority of people are on public transport, whether that's actually, we have a very high rate of walking in Galway already. But, you know, the majority would be walking, busing, light railing. And so it's, you know, that's it will be transformative. I mean,
just think about it. You would also have the construction of housing along that route, which is much more sustainable and creates a better approach to development long term.
when it comes to big infrastructure projects, we're sort of a nation of false dawns. If you look at the Shannon pipeline to Dublin, that I think was proposed, 15 years ago? The Metrolink was proposed nearly 20 years ago. What's the likelihood that this will actually come to fruition?
Well, I mean, I think that the difficulty is that we've got to think longer term about politics. You know, like everything stood still for the 10 years when we weren't in government. And you might say, I would say that, but actually what you've laid out there demonstrates that. And then we're back in again and things are ramping up again. And we've now seen things like a 700% increase in people using rural buses, because we've invested in it. And you've seen, you know, 7 new services on the Galway-Houston line because we've invested in it.
But are you suggesting that the only reason we're making big infrastructural moves is because of the Green Party?
I absolutely believe the Greens being in government is the reason that this is being transformative. This feasibility study wouldn't be in the programme for government if we weren't there. And that's just the reality, because the other parties weren't putting it in. So we need to have this long-term vision. We need to not assume that things are going to just keep happening if there isn't political will, because money's diverted elsewhere. These things fall down the list. Only now do we have the opening up of the Western Rail Corridor. That's being cleared at the moment with the All-Ireland Rail Review. But we had, you know, decades of no new track being laid or even opening up old tracks. So we've got to have a mind shift, think we can do this because we can. Other countries and cities across Europe and the UK do it. There's absolutely no reason why we can't. It's about believing in it, having that vision and investing, critically investing. And we would say, and it will be in our manifesto, that half of the Apple tax money, that 7 billion, should go into public transport like this. And we can more than afford to pay for it.
How much will it cost?
So they're estimating that it will be over 1 billion for this project. But what they have said is the cost would significantly come down if very light rail was used. And very light rail is something where you have smaller vehicles, shorter vehicles. And because of the size of Galway, that's perfectly doable. But that technology is in its infancy. But I think what's positive for me is that they've really looked at it in this document. And I think what they're saying is it's in its infancy. But as you can imagine, these projects take a bit of time. It won't be in its infancy once we continue. And for the narrow streets that we have, they've looked at all of that and said that it's feasible. So I think we would see the costs come down if that was used. But 1 billion is kind of what transport infrastructure costs. So I don't think that we should be surprised at that. And this is also looking at having a stock of about 20 trams. And that would be, trams every 8 minutes. So I think that that's what's needed in order to bring us into a modern city and support the west of the country. And
we've a lot of texts coming in from Galway residents asking about the likely disruption during construction, because if you look back to the Lewis experience in Dublin, to some extent they were advantaged by having the old Harcourt line to be able to utilise at least south of the river. North of the river was slightly less easy. In Galway terms, what do you see as the likely impact? How significant will it be? How long would it last during construction?
Now, they've not said how long the construction would take. But I mean, obviously, there's disruption. But what we have to make a decision on is, you know, is our temporary disruption going to take precedence over, and not to be dramatic, but it is true, over the future of our children and grandchildren, because that's what we're looking at. We have to invest now. We can't keep saying, let's put it off because it might be a little bit, awkward. But if it's going along Western Distributor Road, there's enough space in a lot of that area. There's enough space going out towards Roscam, and if it's to service Ardon, which is a new developing area, of course there'll be disruption. But I don't see it being as disruptive as some, you know, other tram networks, where it was in a more built-up area, I guess. Because some of these areas aren't as built up.
You said one of the priorities was to, or one of the things that you had to deal with was people who are travelling from one side of the city to the other. Text saying, they need to stop messing around in Galway, build the bypass, then look at other options, get on with it. What about that?
Yeah, you know, I kind of feel a bit embarrassed when I hear this constant refrain for decades in Galway, because like nobody's done it, and they've, you know, the same TDs are in there. They keep every election, they'll trot out this line, build the bypass, and constantly the planning application goes in and they make errors with it. But apart from that, like this demonstrates that Galway is a small city. There's only about 80,000 people living in it. It's a narrow city. It's a city that is quite clearly capable of using public transport, but we have never had people who actually prioritise public transport. They talk about it, but doing it is the main thing, and really biting the bullet and putting in place these public transport. And it gives our young people more freedom. And it's also the most sustainable way to develop a city. And yes, it's true. What's happened is development to one side of the city. I'm on the west side of the city myself. And development in terms of housing, and at the other side, businesses. But this is an answer to that,
okay,
as is the Cross City Link. So let's just do it and leave a legacy that is something that we can be proud of. It's a modern city. This is what inward investment is looking for. And the feasibility study also looked at the massive economic opportunities from investing in this type of infrastructure for Galway.
Pauline, thank you very much. That's Pauline O'Reilly, who is Senator, Green Party spokesperson on education and higher education, and general election candidate for Galway West. And we have a text from a slightly forlorn potential rail user saying, any sign of Donegal being included in a rail network? Us in the Upper Northwest always feel forgotten about. Well, 53106 if you want to get in touch, or 087 1400 106.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.